appearance on the countdown. It's Alphabet Street on Countdown 88.
I'm going down to Alphabet Street.
I love you.
99 and a half, WLOL, Countdown 88 at number 99 this year. Prince's only appearance on the countdown with Alphabet Street. We move on to number 98. A little known fact about our number 98 song is that the guy who did it can't stand making videos. And just who is this shy guy? Well, it's Rod Stewart. But shyness is no reason, Rod. Come on now. He says it takes too long and he just doesn't have the patience. He's a touring kind of guy. And he's got number 8, number 98 this year on Countdown 88.
May the good Lord be with you down every road you roam. Forever
young. 99 and a half, WLOL with Rod Stewart's Forever Young at number 98 on this year's Countdown 88. Well, it certainly warms my typically cold insides to know that Sandy Peppa Denton was able to spend Christmas with her family this year. The last time around, she was on tour and had to wait until January to unwrap all her goodies. Now, this year, the ace female rapper took herself off the road to spread some holiday cheer with her mother, seven sisters, and brother in Queens, New York. But I've got something for her that her family just couldn't give her this year. A spot on our countdown, it's number 97, Salt and Peppa on Countdown 88. Nine and a half, WLOL with our number 97 song of 1988, Salt and Peppa's Push It on Countdown 88. Live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis, I'm John Drew. We're going to roll all the way through a brand new number one song shortly after midnight tonight. A lot happening here is all around the Twin Cities, but especially here this evening. We've got the Rockin' Hollywoods Live, the Two True Band featuring Mary Jane Alm, and the Wolverines. Look at that, three to choose from. Doors open here at 7:30, and of course the bands crank up at 9 o'clock and play right on through the brand new year. We move on to our number 96 song on Countdown 88. It's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and I hate myself for loving you. I just hate myself.
I hate myself for loving you.
99 and a half, WLOL with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. They're at number 96 this year on Countdown 88 with I Hate Myself for Loving You. Well, the Contours come in at number 95 this year. This is the oldest song on the countdown. It was released, actually, in the early 60s. And, of course, as a result of the movie Dirty Dancing, it was on the album More Dirty Dancing and became a smash hit. It's at number 95, The Contours with Do You Love Me.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
Out of the half, WLOL with the Contours and Do You Love Me, even though it came out in the early 60s, it's at number 95 on Countdown 88. We move on to Huey Lewis and the News now at number 94. On their fifth album, Huey Lewis and the News called upon old friends like Bruce Hornsby, the Tower of Power Horns, and Jack's saxophonist Stan Getz for help. Huey and the News wrote all the tracks together with the exception of the first single, Perfect World, which was written by Huey's old pal and former Clover bandmate Alex Call. Huey was looking up for sort of a ska-influenced jam, and Alex came up with it. It's not.
Everybody's looking for the perfect world. Keep on dreaming.
99 and a half, WLOL with Huey and the News. Perfect World at number 94 on Countdown 88. Live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis. The countdown is brought to you this year by Coca-Cola Bottling Midwest. We move on to number 93. But we were looking the other way. The New Edition boys grew up. In fact, how old are you guys now, Michael?
I'll be 20 in August. Johnny is 22. Ronnie and Ricky will be 21 in September and October. And Ralph just turned 20 May 16th. The manhood has started. So, I mean, if there's things we haven't seen or been through, I'm pretty sure in this part of our career, we will sure enough witness them. And hopefully we can deal accordingly. You know, not let nothing get the best of us.
Well, things are going pretty well for New Edition because If It Isn't Love is at number 93 on Countdown 88. Night, 99 and a half, WLOL with the New Edition boys and If It Isn't Love at number 93 on Countdown 88. Live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis, I'm John Drew. We move on to number 92 now. Inside Information is only the third Foreigner album to appear in this decade. The guys would like to put out another one before we hit the 90s, but right now, immediate plans call for Lou Gramm to record a new solo album and for Mick Jones to produce a solo project for Hart's Ann Wilson. Now, Mick has already produced acts like Van Halen, Bad Company, and Benny King, and the thought has entered his mind that it might be kind of fun to do a solo thing himself. So it's an anything-can-happen kind of life for Mick right now. But here he was from this year with Foreigner. And Say You Will, it's at number 92 on
say
Countdown
you will,
88.
Say you won't make up your mind tonight.
99 and a half, WLOL with Foreigner at number 92 on Countdown 88 with Say You Will, which brings us to number 91. And it's the first hit for any go-go other than Belinda Carlisle. It's Jane Wiedlin. She's at number 91 on Countdown 88. Tiny Nine and a Half, WLOL with Tiny Jane Wiedlin, the former go-go at number 92, oh, number 91. I'm getting all screwed up already. We got a long way to go, I'll tell you. Countdown 88, of course, is compiled from listener requests, Twin Cities airplay, and local record and cassette sales. And we aren't going to stop till we hit a brand new number one song for 1988. We'll pick it up with number 90 when Countdown 88 continues. Now, live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis, we've reached number 90, where Cheap Trick sits with Don't Be Cruel. Cheap Trick has recorded a lot of music, and that means that lead singer Robin Zander has to know an awful lot of song lyrics.
Just on albums, we've got 120 songs, and that's not counting B-sides for all the singles that we've had, or the movie projects that we've worked on, the dozen or so singles that we've had on movie projects with their B-sides, and I suppose we've probably, on vinyl, we've probably got about 150 songs.
Jeez, why don't you just cheat, write them on the top of your shoes, nobody will even see you looking. Here it is, number 90, Cheap Trick with Don't Be Cruel.
Well, you know I can't be found, sitting alone. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
99 and a half, WLOL with the number 90 song of the year, Cheap Trick and Don't Be Cruel. Now, Elvis's version of that was out in 1956. Was only his sixth of 107 top 40 singles. And a boy, Elvis. We're up to number 89. Some of the members of INXS were starting to get a little worried that the only guy whose name we seemed to know was lead singer Michael Hutchence. So Andrew Ferris grabbed the opportunity at the MTV Awards to introduce the entire band.
What the hell we're doing here? Well, my name's Andrew, and that's Michael, and this is Gary. This is Tim, that's John, this is Kirk, and together we're in excess, okay?
Okay. Don't have to get testy. We'll learn the names in all due time here. First, though, at number 89, it's in excess, all of them, with Never Tear Us Apart on Countdown 88.
Don't ask me what you know is true.
Out of the half, WLOL with INXS, Never Tear Us Apart. It's at number 89 on Countdown 88, which brings us to Eddie Mahoney at number 88. Eddie, money to you and me with Walk on Water.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find some way to prove,
I need out of the half, WLOL with Eddie Money. That's Walk on Water. It's the number 88 on Countdown 88, live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis. I'm John Drew. We move on to number 87 now. Well, as soon as she was big enough, this year's folk singing sensation, Tracy Chapman, picked up a guitar and started writing poetry and putting it to music. Now, that's pretty much what she's been doing ever since, except now critics are listening and saying things like, her songs possess a chilling, bare-bones narrative, and her voice is resolutely mournful, with a quiver that might be a choked-back sob or wordless rage. Whew. The woman who has people using such impressive verbiage is troubadour, folk singer, balladeer Tracy Chapman with Fast Car.
You get a fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere.
99 and a half, WLOL with Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. It's at number 87 this year on Countdown 88. Well, when Diamond David Lee Roth left Van Halen, everyone thought that both parties would suffer. Actually, both have suffered a little, but Dave only managed to put his biggest hit of the year out at number 86. Here's David Lee Roth with Just Like Paradise on Countdown 88.
Just like Paradise.
99 and a half, WLOL, with the number 86 song of 1988 from David Lee Roth from back in March, Just Like Paradise. We move on now to number 85 on the countdown. Well, now here's another strange story. You see, there is no group actually named Mars, or there was no group. At least there wasn't when the song was released. Mars was just a collection of British disco DJs who recorded the record. Now, there's no word if there is a Mars yet, but we may send Leonard Nimoy out in search of one. Here's number 85 this year in the countdown. Pump up the volume. Down to the half, WLOL with Mars pumping up the volume at number 85 on Countdown 88 at WLOL Minneapolis, St. Paul. Well, this wasn't the best year for Australian music, as there were only six songs by groups from Down Under on our year-end chart, but four were by the same group. And here's one of the others. It's Aussie Rockers' Midnight Oil. They hit a gusher with number 84, Beds Are Burning. Nine and a half, WLOL at number 84. It's Midnight Oil talking about protecting the environment with Beds Are Burning. The countdown continues now with number 83. Now, here's another new group which had its first hit in 1988. Before this song, nobody knew who When in Rome were. I'm not even sure if they really know now, but I do know that they've got a big record at number 83. Here's When in Rome and The Promise on Countdown 88. WLOL with British pop group When in Rome, checking in at number 83 with The Promise on Countdown 88. Well, 1988 was a very interesting year for the metal group Cinderella, who took time at the beginning of the year to take, of all things, music lessons. Now, wait a minute. This guy took lessons to sing like this? Whatever, Cinderella checks in at number 82 with Don't Know What You've Got on Countdown 88. Nine and a half, WLOL. That is number 82 from Cinderella on the countdown, and Don't Know What You Got. Countdown 88 is brought to you this year by Coca-Cola Bottling Midwest. We move on to number 81. Our number 81 song is from a group that originally set out to make eclectic music, and they did for five or six albums. Unfortunately, it was a bit too eclectic, and nobody bought it. So they figured, let's have a little more fun and make some pop music and some money. And they've had hits ever since then. Here's OMD, also known as Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, number 81. It's Dreaming on Countdown 88. Nine and a half, WLOL from Philadelphia, OMD. They run Dreaming up the charts to our number 81 song of the year on Countdown 88. Brought to you this year by Coca-Cola Bottling Midwest. I'm John Drew, and we're live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis, where tonight at 7:30 the doors open, and then the bands crank up at 9 p.m. That's right, bands. We have the Wolverines, the Rockin' Hollywoods, and the Two True Band featuring Mary Jane Alm. This is going to be a big New Year's Eve. $20 at the door to get yourself in, and it's going to be huge. And also around the Twin Cities on New Year's Eve Live, our party animals are out. Dr. Dave is going to be at Norma Jean's. Denny Schaefer is at Eddie Webster's. J.J. Fly at Gatsby's. Pam Lewis will be at Northern Lights. And Tony Vail is going to be out at Waterworks. And they'll all be checking in throughout the evening as we ring in 1989 on Countdown 88. We'll come back with the number 80 song of the year when Countdown 88 continues. It continues. Sammy Hagar may be a hardcore rock and roll purist kind of guy, but hey, he can dig in a good love song every now and again.
Yeah, love songs are important, man. That's... Man, if I never fell in love with anyone or never had any love experiences of some kind, that'd be a sad case, man.
Sammy and the band Van Halen, they're at number 80 for the year 1988. It's When It's Love on Countdown 88.
Mm-hmm.
99 and a half, WLOL with Van Halen, and the number 80 song this year, When It's Love. They had somewhat of a disappointment with their Monsters of Rock tour this year, but the good news is that they did notch the number 80 song for 1988. Well, before he started working on his new album, Peter Cetera made a deal with his producer, Patrick Leonard. He's worked with Madonna, Jody Watley, and others. The two of them decided that they weren't going to make it easy on themselves. They were going to work their butts off and fight if they had to, all for the sake of good music. So that's what they did. They have the scars to prove it. And here's the result. Peter Cetera's One Good Woman. It's at number 79 on Countdown 88. WLOL with Peter Cetera. He's got his one good woman, and he's one happy guy, too, because that comes in at number 79 this year on Countdown 88, brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling Midwest. Well, Go-Go fans who went to see Belinda Carlisle in concert did not leave disappointed. During her show, she launched into Our Lips Are Sealed, Vacation, and Head Over Heels, in addition to her own fine string of hits like I Get Weak, Mad About You, and this little number, Circle in the Sand from Belinda Carlisle's at number 78 on Countdown 88. Nine and a half, WLOL with Belinda Carlisle's Circle in the Sand, her geometric sandy work there, coming in at number 78 on Countdown 88. Well, after opening for such acts as Teddy Pendergrass, The Whispers, and The Delphonics, who would you think a guy's biggest musical influence would be? Well, in the case of Keith Sweat, a man who has opened for all of those luminaries, his biggest influence is still Elvis. That's right, the Big E is one of Keith Sweat's major musical influence. Perhaps Keith even picked out his last name after watching the King perform. Elvis, let me be, pal. Keep that pelvis far from me, okay? Keith Sweat, I Want Her, at number 77 on Countdown 88. Yeah, 99 and a half, WLOL, Keith Sweat. Yes, that's his real name, but his sister likes to refer to herself as Gloria Glisson. All right, Keith, he's got the number 77 song of the year with I Want Her. Well, the members of INXS all have their favorite hobbies, but Michael Hutchence is sometimes a little miffed about Tim Ferriss's intense devotion to shark fishing.
Tim's into fishing in a big way. He likes catching sharks and stuff. Big game fishing, things like that. He walks around, he's got a rod on the road. I don't know why. But it's like Kansas, you going out today, you know? The sharks are biting, are they? But I personally, I'd love to go out on a boat myself anytime. I love sailing. You know, it's to sail a lot in Hong Kong.
Well, INXS has managed to sail all the way up to number 76 for the year with New Sensation on Countdown 88. Yeah, 99 and a half, WLOL, with INXS, their new and improved sensation. It's at number 76 for the year on Countdown 88, which is compiled from listener requests, Twin Cities airplay, and local record and cassette sales. We're up to number 75 already, and you may just now be first experiencing the magic that is Bobby McFerrin. But Robin Williams fans saw Bobby a couple years ago as an opening act.
Well, things were moving at that point. See, if you saw me with Robin Williams, you only saw 10 or 15 minutes of me up in front. I was an opening act, which I'm not crazy about being an opening act because everybody sort of looks past you, you know, they're ready for the main event, you know. But even at that point, things were beginning to move some. It hasn't been like fireworks going off, you know, it hasn't been that fast. It's been a nice gradual incline, you know.
Bobby McFerrin, who had everybody singing Don't Worry, Be Happy. It's at number 75 on Countdown 88.
Don't worry, be happy.
You were singing along, weren't you? 99 and a half, WLOL with Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, hitting at number 75 on Countdown 88. Well, this year saw its share of rap music hit the charts, that's for sure, but the most successful of all of the rap is from this duo. They rapped about things that everyone could relate to. Here they are at number 74. It's DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. They got a long enough name, huh? Parents Just Don't Understand on Countdown 88.
My parents are the same, no matter time, no place.
99 and a half, WLOL, there they are. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Parents Just Don't Understand, at number 74 for the year on Countdown 88 on WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Well, in his stage act, you can witness Steve Winwood's finesse on the guitar, the keyboards, and the mandolin. But did you know that he also has complete mastery of the accordion, the bagpipes, the gong, the church organ, the washboard, the cheese grater, and the Himalayan mountain pipes? Have I left anything on here? No, I don't think so. What a guy, Steve Winwood. He's at number 73 with You Don't Know, or Don't You Know. Oh, dyslexia set in. Nine and a half, WLOL with Steve Winwood. You don't you know what tonight can do? I almost did it again, didn't I? At number 73 on Countdown 88. Well, it's time now for your Jets history lesson. The very first hint of the band was detected when little 11-year-old Leroy Wolfgram started drumming in his uncle's band. He then went on to form a three-kid combo with his brothers, and they gigged around at weddings and parties. The next stage in the evolutionary process occurred when the boys joined their parents in a Polynesian Review, an act which went on to become the Jets as we know and love them today. It's quite a story. Perhaps a mini-series is in there somewhere, huh? The Jets and Rocket to You. It's at number 72 on Countdown 88.
Baby, I can rock it all night. One thing I know I can do.
99 and a half, WLOL, the Jets and Rocket to You on the Countdown 88. They're at number 72 this year, which brings us to number 71. Neat the way that works, isn't it? Now, as much as Lou Gramm loves being a part of Foreigner, he is forced to confess that he wishes he were able to have a little more creative input. See, Mick Jones pretty much handles that end of it.
Mick kind of dominates the writing because he likes to initiate the songs. And there's a certain way that songs are arranged in Foreigner. And he's always been involved on the production end of it, and I really haven't been able to break through kind of on that level.
Well, however it came together, Foreigner managed to pull in at number 71 this year with I Don't Want to Live Without Your Love on Countdown 88. Nine and a half, WLOL, Foreigner, I Don't Want to Live Without Your Love, at number 71 for the year as we count them down all the way to number one, which should happen shortly after midnight on Countdown 88. And things are beginning to cook here. We're live, of course, at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis. We're in about 20 minutes. The doors will open up. And then starting at 9 o'clock this evening, we've got the Wolverines, the Rockin' Hollywoods, and the Two True Band featuring Mary Jane Alm. This is going to be a big, big New Year's Eve. It's $20 a pop to get in the door. And I would suggest making your way downtown early this evening. Also, want to remind you that again this year, of course, we'll be playing our Maximum Music Montage following the biggest hit of 1988. It's already up to 26 years of the Twin Cities' biggest hits ever, so you want to have your tape decks ready for that one. We'll pick it up with number 70 when Countdown 88 continues. 88 saw a return to the charts for Rod Stewart. Rod first hit the charts solo in the early 70s, and he's had hits pretty much ever since. Now here's the biggest hit from his album Out of Order. It's at number 70, Lost in You. Down to the half, WLOL with Rod Stewart. He's Lost in You. Gets hit checks in at number 69 this year. It's Erasure with Chains of Love on Countdown 88. Out of the half, WLOL, that's Erasure with their first hit ever. Fully one-third of the songs on Countdown 88 are by artists who had their first chart hit this year, and that one's at number 69, Chains of Love. Well, what do you do when you're a couple of talented Twin Cities kids with a little time on your hands? Well, Joe Pasquale from Burnsville left King's English, and Gene Hunt from Maple Grove left the Jets, and together they formed the Boys Club. Their current song is climbing the charts now, and it's done pretty well. Matter of fact, well enough for them to make Countdown 88 at number 68, The Boys Club, and I Remember Holding You. I 99 and a half, WLOL with a boys club with a current hit that checks in at number 68, I Remember Holding You on Countdown 88, brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling Midwest. Well, everyone thought that 1987 was an odd year because there were 10 remakes on that year-end chart. But 1988 is even odder. There are 12 songs on this year-end chart that are either remakes or released in previous years. Now, here's an old Simon & Garfunkel tune at number 67, The Bangles and Hazy Shade of Winter. Nine and a half, WLOL with LA girl group The Bangles from the movie Too Low for Zero in a Hazy Shade of Winter. It's in at number 67 on Countdown 88. We're going to count them down, all the 99 biggest songs of the year, until we reach number one. Well, if you've taken the time to notice that three of the top female singers of the 60s were back in the charts this year. We had Cher, Gladys Knight, and Dusty Springfield all enjoying hits. Dusty's song with the Pet Shop Boys came 24 years after she first hit the charts with I Only Want to Be With You. She's positively eternal, isn't she? Here she is with Neil and Chris, the Pet Shop Boys, and What Have I Done to Deserve This? It's at number 66 on Countdown 88. WLOL with Dusty and Neil and Chris, the Pet Shop Boys. It's at number 66 for the year. What Have I Done to Deserve This on Countdown 88. Well, Paul Carrack has been making music professionally since 1970, and in 88 he said that after years of banging his head against the wall, he was really determined to get this record on the radio and on the charts. Well, let me just step in here and say, Paul, babe, sweetie, you made it. You're on our year-end countdown. You can stop banging the head, okay? It's at number 65, Don't Shed a Tear on Countdown 88. Out of the half, WLOL, formerly of Squeeze and currently back with Mike and the Mechanics. That's Paul Carrack and his 88 solo success in Don't Shed a Tear, coming in at number 65. Now from Canada, here's number 64, White Lion and... Wait, wait, I never had a chance to lie. 99 and a half, WLOL, Canadian rockers White Lion with the number 64 song of 1988, It's Wait. Countdown 88, of course, is compiled from listener requests, Twin Cities airplay, and local record and cassette sales. And we're up to number 63. Now, this song and this radio station right here, WLOL, was the very first in the country to play this next song. Now, we usually play the new stuff first, you know that, but it's not often that we play it before anybody else in the country, and it became a big smash over the summer. Giant Steps with Another Lover at number 63 on Countdown 88. Out of the half, WLOL, where Countdown 88, a Twin Cities tradition, continues. We're not going to stop till we get to the number one song of 1988. Well, UB40 is here now to sing about a beverage at number 62. It's Red Red Wine. WLOL with Red Red Wine from UB40. It's at number 62 this year in the countdown. And that is one of three singles in the past 20 years to make it to the countdown twice. The other two are Judy Collins' Send in the Clowns. She charted that in 75 and then again in 77.